Tell me about karma, as we talked about the other time. What do you think about karma? And why do you believe it exists, or why are you on the fence for that?
Alright. Well, the basic principle of karma, I would say, alright, right now, my stance on it is I'm on the fence with it. I mean, I know your stance with karma, that you don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. I guess really believing this term called karma for so long, it's kind of hard to break away from a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, just from the simple fact of that the people, like I said, who I came around that did some fuck shit or something like that, mm-hmm. they have never prospered. Really, they never got far, but only but so far.
So let me ask you this: do you believe in God?
Yes, I do believe in God, but I don't believe in the religious. Yeah. I don't believe in Yahweh God,
So that means that God has something to do with karma.
I think karma kind of is a universal principle, in a way.
Yeah, but
part of universal principle.
Because there are some religions that take it, to the extreme that if you were born in poverty, then it means that your ancestors or your great, or your life or something has been able or has done something that will make you suffer like this, something that you had no control
over. Yeah, see, that's religious, religious though.
Yeah. But
yeah, but there is, do you believe in, family curses?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's why I don't believe in karma. All
right, I'm intrigued. Go ahead.
Okay, I mean, look, this is the metaphysical world is a very interesting one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And for the spirit that you have in you can make you do a whole lot of things. It's like this. Okay, you can do something to someone, right? You could do something to someone. All the person would say with their lips that, oh, this would happen to you, or you think you got away with it. Oh, okay. So it will happen to you. Something would happen to you. He doesn't have to do any rituals or anything. He just has it in him, and he just issued a curse. Now, whether the curse will happen depends on how much spiritual weight he has. So this is why they say it's not everybody that you do anything to, because some will just say it with their lips and it will happen. And uh-huh. without them even knowing that they have that kind of power.
So that's not karma in a way?
No, because if he hadn't said anything, it wouldn't have happened.
Hmm.
And while we talk about all these things,
uh-huh.
And me and you have had conversations about women and all that.
Yes.
If karma really existed, there would not be a woman alive today.
Yeah.
Because of the things they do and the manipulation that they... And it's true, they do it. Some actually admit to it.
Yeah. But, but at the same time, though, like I said, even with these women, that a lot of them that do the manipulation, like I said, I'm only going on mm-hmm. what I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really found the partner who they quote unquote desire or none of this stuff.
See, I don't believe that's karma. I believe that's okay. Men getting fed up. All of us are getting fed up of all of these uh-huh. things, because it's like it will get to a point that no man would want to be used again.
Yeah.
No. It's like, why? Why would I do that? I mean,
don't you think it's something, I don't know, something kind of there that's like, oh man, I don't even know how to really explain it though. Really,
that's something out there that controls that to make something bad happen to you. I mean, with something bad happening to people, it usually happens to people with or without karma. I mean, yesterday we were talking about 15,000 to 16,000 children die every day. Babies, they haven't done anything.
Yeah, they haven't. That's where
does karma?
Where the struggle comes.
Yes.
When you put certain things out there like that, Because I can't explain that.
Yeah.
But a religion, you know, like you say, if you look at it from the religious aspect of, you know, how they define karma, it's something that you probably done that caused your baby to die or some shit like that.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that people would say.
Yeah. So. They die from preventable diseases and all that.
Yeah.
And it's because of one thing, it's because of poverty. So, yeah, because it's like this. When we talk about bad things, people are actually, to be good is actually very difficult.
Of course.
Because people actually like doing bad things.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but people do. And it's interesting that
it's
people
have a little pleasure in it.
Yes. And people in the church, actually, you'd be surprised how many people in the church would like to do bad things. Because here's the thing.
Actually, dude, they just go to church.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they just hide this.
Thank you. So, and revenge is interesting. Revenge is an interesting thing. People love revenge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so karma is it's almost like a vengeful thing. You know, it's almost like a vengeful thing. Because it's like, if, let's just take Christianity, for example. Uh-huh. And they talk about forgiving your enemies. But we want karma to take care of our enemies. We want that. So is that forgiving our enemies? No.
That's from, like I said, from religious thing.
Yes, because karma is somebody else's religion. You know, karma is somebody else's religion. So it's like, it's like somebody, and I'll be honest, I'm included. All if somebody does something bad to me, I want something bad to happen to that person.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, and that could be either way.
All right, I'm going to put myself out there. So,
all right.
Like, for a lot of times, if some dude bad happened to me, I just say, you know what? I'm just going to let it, you know, let it lay.
Okay.
And something usually happens to this person.
Okay.
So, So
that comes back to what I'm saying in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That because
I'm wishing something bad was to happen to you.
Yeah.
But I brush it off and it just, you know, you find out something about some news or something about the person or whatever.
Again, that comes from what I was describing in the beginning. Because it's like this. If I did something bad to you, something bad might happen to me. The next person, it won't happen. Uh-huh. It's because it's you. It doesn't have anything to do with karma. It's because of you. Because you are an individual soul. And I don't know how you became to be you. Right. How much spiritual weight you have.
Yes.
So I don't know that. So that I do believe in.
Okay.
But I... When
all right, we kind of... You know, meeting on the middle ground. I can see where you coming from.
Yes.
Okay. Because when you first said it, I was trying to kind of like understand.
I might as well reframe it. I don't believe karma is universal.
Okay.
I don't believe it's a universal principle. I believe it's something else that makes those things happen. Because again, what might happen to you, because it's like this. If you believe in family curses, then you must believe in all other curses and spiritual curses. Here's the thing, though. If and this happened on TV some time back, though. If I was going to curse you in the spiritual world or blah, 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 right? And you were a twin, I could never do it.
Why?
I don't understand it, but I can never do it. You know, if you're a twin, it would never happen. Because they say there's spiritual laws against that. But I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not that deep into that, so I don't know.
Where did you hear this from?
Oh. If you read a little bit of the occultism and all that,
okay.
They'll tell you these things and certain spiritual laws. So twins can be as bad as ever, but just because they were born, and I mean born natural twins, nothing would happen to them. So karma should actually take care of them, but it wouldn't.
Mm. Okay.
You know, so this is why I'm saying that it's not karma. It's really not karma because, like you said, you, if somebody does something bad to you, then something else happens to that person. Well, one might not have that, but you do.
Okay. All right.
So this is why I'm saying karma. No, no. Because it's like, if karma really, really, really existed, oh, a lot of things won't be, because they know it's coming back to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a chance people are willing to take.
Yeah.
It may come back to them, it may not.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I just seen the people who I've seen that does things, usually that shit comes back.
No, I do believe in punishment.
You know, tenfold.
I do believe in punishment. I really, really do believe in punishment.
Like somebody, you might rob somebody, next thing you know.
Somebody robs you.
Yeah, rob or you get smoked.
Yes. I do believe in punishment like that, though. I do believe in punishment, but that's why you don't take anything. You don't take
I don't really wish revenge on people.
It doesn't matter if you wish revenge or not. It's because of who you are. Again, again, because it's like, okay, let's say something bad happened to 10 people, right? The same thing bad happened to 10 people. And all of them don't do anything. They don't even wish revenge on people.
Right.
But here's the thing, though. The same person who committed that bad thing to those 10 people, one of them, right, whatever he did to them will bounce back to him. And it's like that. They don't even have to wish anything bad on them.
Mm-hmm.
It will just happen. Because here's the thing, and this is what the old people used to say, and
okay.
The old spiritual people, well, I'll say spiritual because the old people were more spiritual. Yeah. They were like, let's say you're... you grew up, and what you did was you just killed people. You just killed people and took their stuff for a living, right? Let's say you had a gang, like you're five in the gang, and this is what you do, right? And one day somebody has told you that with this thing that you're doing, one day, what you're doing right now, what you're doing to people, you might meet somebody, you might do it to the wrong person, and something bad will happen to you. It doesn't even mean that the person will retaliate. It means that something bad will happen to you. So what they're saying is that depending on who you do it to, one day you meet this person and do it to this person, and something bad will happen to you.
Yeah.
They didn't say that karma or some law will take care of you. No.
Okay.
That very individual and something bad, if you don't stop, it would happen to you.
Yeah.
And right now, look, I'm from Africa. We've seen warlords who've killed so many people. Nothing has happened to them.
You're saying what?
Warlords.
Oh, warlords.
Yeah, who've killed people. Nothing has happened to them. But we've also seen warlords who've killed people and they met their untimely death in a very bad way.
So what warlord that you know is still living?
General Buck Naked is still living. I mean, it was because of you I got to know him, because I know so many warlords. I didn't even know about him till you said it. And when I read about him, he's still living. He's now a pastor.
Yeah.
Now a pastor. Nothing happened to him. He killed a lot of children.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to him.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell did that dude Coney?
I don't know what happened to Coney also. Coney was also another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
James Coney or something.
From Coney to Savimbi to all, like, I know a whole lot of warlords who nothing happened to. Actually, some of them lived to in their 90s before they died. Like, they died by old age, like the grandpa and all that. And some people, they met that untimely death.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it all individual based, and it depends on the individual. Because this is why. Certain words were forbidden in certain places, because some...
Nah, you write about that. I read about that.
See? So it's like, you see that something bad happens, it's because of, it's you. The person who might do the same thing to one and get away with it. Oh, I might do the same thing to your cousin or any family member that I met of yours.
Yes.
Uncle Sam might get away with it. But you... they will never get away with it. And it's not because you do something special. It's because of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So even in African traditional terms, though, when they're doing spiritual or whatever, they call your soul. They say they call your soul to see who you are.
Right.
They can see it. I don't know what they mean by that, but they can see it.
Yeah.
And they can see things that what you're meant to be and blah, blah, blah. As time goes on, as I'm growing up, I'm beginning to believe more of that than what I've been taught. Like, oh, forget it. Karma would take care of him. No. No. Sometimes they get the punishment they deserve, sometimes they don't.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with karma. Karma is somebody else's religion.
Okay. Got me on that one.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to look at Junior butt naked. I'm like, oh, okay. He's still alive. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.